Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 22nd of March. And starting off with 88 Energy in a rather long list, apologies for that, but hopefully one or two stocks are of interest. 88 Energy, here we've got the, looks like a mid-move consolidation, so we had a good move from 0.5 to, let's say, 1.5. Next one could be from a penny to, let's say, 2 pence, but we've got the top of that trend channel there, a rising trend channel and a resistance line projection from March last year hitting as high as 2 pence. And that could be the target while we hold above 1.2 pence, the top of the broken channel that we had, or that resistance line there from back in July. So above 1.2, the possibility of 2.5 pence for 88 Energy as soon as the end of next month. Next up, a stock I've never heard of, but might worth giving at least one airing to it. Here we've got a classic trend line break. That's from back at in January last year, so breaking the 68 pence level. Above that, we're looking for the top of a rather steep trend channel from the end of 2019, heading up towards £1.20 as soon as, I suppose, the next 2 to 3 months, or maybe by the end of May on that situation. Clear Leisure has been one of those situations which has revitalized itself in the recent past. We peaked around, 4.5 pence earlier in the month, but looks like we regrouped after rather a heavy retracement. It looks like we're in a rising trend channel from the beginning of the year, floor of the channel around 2.2 pence, and above that we're looking towards the top of the channel again, as high as 5.5 or 6 pence by the end of next month, or maybe going into May. If you're cautious on the shares, which you might understandably be, you might wait for a break of neckline resistance there at around 2.6 pence. On an end-of-day close basis, hopefully we'll get that today, but weekly close or end-of-day close above 2.6 should hopefully see the shares on their way. RSI in a good place in the upper 50s, which tends to be a leading indicator on a move to the upside after the base building that we've had towards 2 pence over recent sessions. On to Big Dish, which is apparently going to change its name quite soon, or already has changed its name, but will change its ticker code, etc., very soon. Here we've had an interesting chart in the sense that it looks like an extended base, almost like a saucer base that we've had there since November, December. The neckline of the base there, or the saucer, around 1.5 pence. And the longer we stay above that, the greater the chance of a retest of not only last summer's resistance at around 3 pence to 3.5, but even up to the top of a rising trend channel from March last year, which would be towards 4 pence plus. But this stage, the longer we stay above 1.5, the better it looks for Big Dish at the moment. On to Dev Clever, which continues to triumph in proving the bears wrong. I think a lot of grumpy people in the sub 10 area, but since the end of the turn of the year, the shares have really taken off. Rising trend channel with the floor of the channel currently at around 28 pence. That channel from November, and longer we stay above 28, and especially while we hold above 30, which took 3 or 4 attempts to break above 30, we should progress quite swiftly towards 55 pence at the top of the November channel. That could be seen as soon as the end of next month, so looking pretty solid there for Dev Clever at the moment. Stock which took even longer to break resistance is coming up next, Duke Mount. Here we've had the trigger level, which was 0.8 pence, and then we've also broken that old November peak at 0.96. I suppose an end-of-day close above 0.96 would be quite a victory for the bulls, and suggest that there's enough momentum here to take the shares up to the top of that wide rising trend channel from back in October 2019, as high as 1.6 pence by the end of next month. But I think this stage, really back below the 0.8, 0.9 area again, would suggest that it's going to take rather longer for the shares to rehabilitate themselves. You can see that the 50-day and 50-day moving average rising quite well now, so that might be providing further momentum for the shares. On to Ektech, which I couldn't resist looking at. Here you can see that shares have broken this resistance line there from December and the 50-day moving average at 2.1 pence. Above the 50-day line, looking for the top of a rising trend channel from November, as high as 3.5 pence by the end of next month. Quite a plunge there that we had earlier this month, so that would probably have got rid of most of the weak hands in the shares. Moving along to Helium One, which there's been a sort of sideways pattern for the last couple of weeks, but what we're looking for here really is a break of the initial March resistance. That was at 7.6 pence, so an end of day close above that, and we should be back in recovery or in bull mode. If you're really cautious, maybe wait for a break of that December resistance line at 8 pence, but at least while we're above or a break of 8 pence should take us to the top of that rising trend channel from December, as high as 12 pence maybe going into May or by the end of May. Stop loss back below 6 pence, that was a support area both in January and earlier this month, gives it a bit of wiggle room as well. So above 6, looking for 12 via 8 pence initially. On to Gunsin, which has also been in consolidation for a number of weeks, but it looks like we're breaking that line of resistance there from January. That, I suppose, the line there around 1.8 pence, also broken above the 50-day line at 1.9. Decent end-of-day close or a weekly close this week above 1.9 should be enough to take the shares back up to their promised destination at that resistance line there from September up towards the 4 pence area on a 2 to 3 month time frame. The only thing which would delay it now really is sub 1.6 pence, which was the bear trap low of March to date. On to the stock of last week, which has made a rather decent start to this week. Smutty jokes aside, Futura Medical. Here we've had a second consecutive gap now. We had a first gap through resistance, is one of our favourite signals. In fact, that was the second one. The first one was actually in March, so that gap through resistance is what we looked at the time on March the 4th. That proved to be a good signal, and then it's been followed by two gaps to the upside. Current situation is above the one of these spokes on the chart, resistance line spokes there at 60 pence. We could hit a best case scenario target here sometime this week, maybe after the dust settles, up to 95 pence, but above 60 pence, still got a chance of 90 pence for Futura Medical. Although I suppose people have either taken their profits or maybe want to stand aside after the excitement that there's been there so far. On to Plutus, which I look at occasionally. This is not a momentum play. Here we're hopefully bumping along the bottom. Line of support towards 0.003, so the longer we stay above that, the greater the chance of a return to recent range highs around 0.06. But the trigger there, really, an end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average, the blue line there at 0.038. Want to see that. If you're cautious, you want to see that broken on an end-of-day close basis, so maybe a bit early on that particular situation. On to a stock which did rather well, I think, early last summer, but then has taken quite a while to consolidate, not surprisingly, given the way that it multi-bagged in June. Well, I suppose just in June, really. But we've had sideways action bumping along the bottom since then. Looks as though we've broken a line of August resistance around 1.7 pence, let's call it. And above that, looking towards the top of a rising trend channel from back in last summer, from July, as high as 3.5 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. So above 1.7, looking good. If you want to be extra cautious, maybe you want to see a decent weekly close above 1.75, the initial March resistance. But it looks as though the shares of Sealand Capital Galaxy are finally on their way. Stock which is looking rather less complex and just looks like a decent momentum play is Sanderson Design Group. Here we've had some textbook action. We had a gap there, which was a gap in December, which is the first sign of this being a potential multi-bagger. And another gap there in January. Obviously, there was a retracement after that. But current position is that we found new support above the old January peak, £1.19.5. The longer we stay above that, the greater the chance of a move towards the top of the rising trend channel from December last year, as high as £1.80. And that could be seen by the end of May. So above the £1.20 area, looking for 180 on Sanderson Design. Just a couple of shares to go now. Speaking of gaps through resistance, and sort of rather surprising that we had that gap through resistance for San Leon. It was difficult to work out what the fundamental driver was there, apart from the soaring oil price that we had over the last couple of months. Here we had the gap through resistance, tested the top of the gap as support, and then bounced back with that hammer candle, which I noted at the time, very strong candle. broken to new highs now, and a decent end of day close above February resistance at 38 pence should be enough to take the shares up towards the top of that rising trend channel from October, promising a 50 pence target as soon as the end of next month, perhaps even sooner if we're really lucky, it'd be the end of this month. But nice breakout there, a bear trap rebound, and a bear trap from below the 50-day moving average on San Leon after the gap through resistance. Last stock of the day in this marathon forward slash bumper session is XL Media, and a similar bear trap rebound there with the sharp decline that we had on Thursday session, a sharp attack higher on Friday, and pushing just through that initial March peak at 54 pence today. End of day close above 54 pence this week would be enough, hopefully, to get the shares up towards the top of that rising September trend channel at a pound by the end of May at the current rate of progress. This stage, I suppose, only really back below the 43 pence level, just below 45 pence, I suppose, really would be delaying the upside scenario. But with that handbrake turn of those two candles, it's quite unlikely, one would suggest, that we'll go back into the low 40s again. So looking pretty good on XL Media at the moment. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.